Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this wet and soggy and thick Thursday evening here in the Metroplex. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than looking quite spiffy in his Anta sweatshirt. Are we the official show of Anta here in the DFW?
I think so.
I think we are. Now, I'm rocking my son's high school sweatshirt. I mean, it's not his, it's mine, but it's got his football team on it. You know, it's a little chilly out there today. Plus, I got to represent. You know, you got to keep everything. I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious. And so I'm trying to recreate everything I've done over the last few weeks to ensure that we get a dub tomorrow. This is the Fan After Dark 105.3. Fred, Blake, Khaki Kev's, I just saw him run out into the common area, so I'm not really sure what he's doing.
Maybe it was the fire alarm we had yesterday.
We did have a fire alarm, but it looks like everything's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing burned down.
Not that we know of.
We were able to, well, I mean, I didn't see anything. Yeah. I think LaGrande put the fire out.
Yeah, we saw the LaGrande truck pulling up as the fire alarm was going.
He rolled up like they were ready to put a fire out, but nonetheless. And we were able to take the elevators.
214,
well.
First text of the night. I would like to formally apologize in advance for how annoying I'm going to be.
All right, let's go.
I could say the same. I mean, I'll say it in audio
form. I was going to say here. I mean, we're here for a full four. We are here for a full four tonight. We were, because of the Monday night game, no Monday night show.
There you go.
Then, of course, Tuesday,
Cowboys Hour
was moved. Little Savon Ravel. Mm-hmm. All right. That's riveting radio if you guys haven't checked that out. And then Cowboys Crosstalk from 7 to 8.
So we haven't had a four.
We have not had a four.
We haven't had a DAC.
No. No, we haven't.
You like that?
I see what you did there.
That's a football number.
Man, I'll tell you what. And the annoying starts now. And the annoying starts now. There's Khaki Kevin Walker. Khaki, we just saw you sprinting, or at least, you know, your version of a sprint, over into the common area. What was that about?
I mean, y'all want to be on the fan cam, right?
Rhetorical question.
I was doing it anyway.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, this is about to be prime here in just a second as we get ready for this Thursday night game. So
that's what I was doing. I don't think we can change that one.
The one on the right.
Yeah.
You can change anything.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah.
I'm going to find this remote and during the break. So, you know, I mean, look, we've got Thursday Night Football tonight. We've got Buffalo Bills. We've got the Houston Texans. So we've got an actually decent game, because if you're the Houston Texans, you need to win tonight, right? Because you're in the hunt, as they say. You still got Davis Mills at quarterback. No CJ Stroud. What's that?
I took the over tonight.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I mean, look, we get it. The Texans have one of the better defenses in the National Football League. But there's just something about Thursday night games where they're either really, really low scoring or points are, you know, flying all over the place. And I could see that being the situation tonight. I really, really could.
I could as well. I'm hoping for my fantasy and my parlays that Nico Collins has himself a day.
I need Nico to ball
because I also made a bold prediction before the season started, second team all pro. So
you
I need
did.
Him to start stepping it up.
He needs to have a monster second half of the season. I don't think that's far-fetched. I mean, it seemed like him and CJ were starting to kind of get on the same page a little bit before he got concussed. Look, Davis Mills is going to throw it to Nico Collins. It's kind of like last year when Cooper Rush was going to find CeeDee Lamb somehow, some way. Kind of feels the same way with Davis Mills and Nico Collins. So we'll keep an eye on that. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. We want to hear from you guys. Let's see. Fred, did you see my text from last night? That's from Dope Sick Dave. Man, I'm going to put it to you guys like this. You guys were uber active on the text lines last night. I would say last night, and it wasn't, I mean, and you know, when we've had crazy segments before, you know, like the Bob Fair Foul, okay, probably in my mind, the greatest individual segment we've ever done here on Fan After Dark, you guys went absolutely bananas on the text line. That and when we were trying to determine between fatties and vampires. I mean,
that I got a lot.
That was gonzo. Last night, I mean, I felt like it was a pretty even keel show. I mean, Nothing too crazy. I mean, outside of, you know, you gaslighting me for an entire segment about the Chiefs.
That was fun.
Which, you know, you love to do.
Devil's Advocate was fun.
Devil's Advocate was great last night. But again, nothing that just, you know, solid segments, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, haikus were, you know, good, not great last night.
Say we had an average show yesterday. Is this your way around about the way to say we had an average show?
I'm just saying it was a good, not great show. Like, you and I weren't sitting there walking, but, man, it was one of the greatest shows we've ever done. Mm. Like, it's like a game. We still got the dub.
Yeah.
But it's not like we're sitting there, you know.
What's making you feel like this and
well,
say
Well, I'm just
it.
Saying, but we got so many texts last night, is what I'm saying.
I thought you were just, like, trying to poo-poo our show. Like, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We do a very average show here.
There wasn't anything last night that we're going to sit back and say, yeah, well, that needs to go in the best of.
Maybe.
You think?
It was probably our best Devil's Advocate. It was probably one of your best rants about the Chiefs.
It was definitely.
They really got the emotional Chiefs Fred all year. So that's two things that were first
up. You got the emotional Chiefs Fred after what started this whole thing was after week two.
Yeah.
When they were 0-2.
But
and
I wasn't
like,
super emotional. You were still like, dude, we're going to be completely fine. No, I am not worried at all.
I was screaming at you that show, though.
Yeah. You're screaming at me every show.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, Now that's gaslighting. I don't yell at you,
Fred. You yell at me.
No,
called me a brainiac yesterday.
I did.
Very, very sarcastic, tongue in cheek. I was waiting for
Do you know how long it took me to figure out how to spell brainiac last night?
I was sitting there in my mind as Fred's trying to come up with a roast of me because he was sad about his Chiefs. He was sitting there like, who do you think you are? And I was like, he's just going to say some sportscaster. Like, who do you think you are? You think you're good? You think you know what you're talking about? You don't.
You know who I was trying
to. Because the Chiefs are winning every game, Blake.
You know who I was trying to. It came to me after the show. I was trying to call you Mel Kiper.
I was assuming some well-known broadcaster. Who do you think you are? Mel Kiper? Stephen A., Chris Collinsworth.
I was going to go with Mel Kiper, but I went with Brainiac instead. Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah. The hate, the vitriol was still felt. It was the same. Whether you said a real person or an adversary.
No, the vitriol was definitely there. No question about that. But it came from an honest place.
Yeah.
It came from an honest place. There was no malicious intent. It was just two guys yelling at each other. Well,
cried
really just
home
one guy.
On my ride home.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I know you better than that. We know. Of all the things that are going to make you cry, that's definitely me yelling at you about my Chiefs is not going to be one of them.
Yeah. I do cry, though. Just want to get that out there. Real men cry.
Really?
When's the last time you cried?
When's the last time
I
cried?
I've cried in the last 30 days.
I was under the influence of mushrooms.
What about you, Kevin? When's the last time you cried?
The last time I cried.
Hey, babe, I know we got a new apartment. You think we can get it on? No, I'm good, Kevin.
Do y'all want an actual answer? Or y'all just
no. I do. I just had
no.
To get
we
that
want a real
in.
Answer. We want a real answer.
Not to get all mushy, but the last time I cried.
Not to get emotional about the time I cried, but the
last time I cried was probably a week and a half ago when me and my girlfriend prayed together our first time.
Look at that. Wow. That's a W. Where's
I
the bell?
That.
Wherever the bell is, I'm ringing.
I think it's over there by your bag.
I'll find it.
Oh, that still works.
That's a W. That's a good time to cry.
There you go. I appreciate that. A little vulnerability.
And you said yours last time was mushrooms?
Dude, I was geeked. I didn't even know why I was either.
877-881-1053. When was the last time you cried? Was it because of the Cowboys? Was it because of the Mavericks who can't seem to win a game even when they try their absolute hardest against the New York Knicks and get an absolutely horrendous call against them? That's a dumb call because Cooper Flagg, what was it, 2-3 games ago, lost the game because when he got pushed in the back
and they got
the steal and they end up scoring. I don't even remember the team, the Suns or something. I don't even remember what game that was. But that's part of like late game, just play through the contact. Yeah. It is what it is. They're not going to call a ticky-tack foul on the last play. And then we get the opposite end of it where it's like it's a ticky-tack call, bang, bang, and they're like offensive hooking on a fast break with 2 seconds left. Like, come on.
When you could have easily have called Landry Shamet for a bump right before it.
But
it was, you know,
but it's
I mean,
Landry
so
you got to respect game, I guess.
Yeah, guy's Shamet. Been on. You know, he's been on 7 different teams in the 7 years he's been in the NBA. Kansas City guy, so I'll give him that at least. But,
Mavs have 4 wins.
But here's the thing, though. let's not pretend like the loss was a bad thing.
I think we're getting to that point where it's like every loss we're going to start celebrating.
I mean, I don't care what. And the Mavs are doing everything they can, and all these reports are coming out. Oh, they're not trading Kyrie. They want to win now, and da-da-da. Like,
we'll talk all about all that at 9. We'll talk all about that. Or at 8, excuse me. At 8, we'll talk about the Mavs' future.
And for what? Yeah. I mean, I'm you know, you've brought up, and like I said, we'll dive in more at 9 o'clock. But
eight.
You're right. We're on it. Yeah.
We've been on at 8 every day, so we're thinking an hour in. But an hour from now, we'll talk about the Mavs.
We will talk about the Mavs an hour from now. So keep you guys rocking and rolling for that. We've got some Rangers news as well.
Yep.
You've got Jonah Heim and Adolis Garcia. And one more thing. I don't know if it was you and me that talked about this. It might have been my boy Mike Babbo that I was talking about this baseball-wise.
Can we pause? We've gotten, I said, when's the last time you cried? 3 people have texted in the exact same thing, and it's pretty random. The Selena documentary on Netflix was the last time they cried. And that's 3 different people saying that.
Oh, really? Oh, Or is that the same person?
No. It's different people.
Well, I got 2. The other one said Mushroom and God.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What's the Selena documentary?
I mean, I'm guessing it's about Selena.
Okay, but what's Selena? There's a couple, like, known Selenas.
Oh, no, bro. The there's one main Selena.
I would agree. But I just didn't know she had a documentary on Netflix.
No, you're not. No, not the Selena you're thinking of.
I know. I'm talking about the original singer Selena. I'm not talking about Selena Gomez.
That's who they're talking about. Yeah. I mean, nobody doing no documentary on Selena Gomez. What are we doing a documentary?
It's Netflix.
Isn't she from here, though?
America?
No, Selena Gomez. Isn't she from DFW? Selena Gomez?
I'll get a ride on that. I'll let you know.
I want to say Selena Gomez is from like Arlington or something.
Would be news to me.
Really?
Dude, I've never heard of Selena Gomez being local.
877.
Grand Prairie. Grand Prairie.
Hey, where's the bell?
You don't deserve the bell.
I absolutely do. How, Mr. I just moved here 18 months ago.
I got two DFW
guys here, and I'm the one that told you that Selena Gomez from here?
This is my punishment that I just came up with on the spot. Fred doesn't get to ring the bell. Nor get a bell rang for him until the Chiefs win another game. No bell rings for you. That's your punishment.
Well, I'll be back on Saturday when you won't be here, so I'll be ringing the bell Saturday.
I can't do anything about it.
I'll be ringing the bell Saturday, and I'll be ringing the bell Sunday. Are you on with me Sunday?
No.
I think it's maybe Sunday after. Learn something new. But no, Selena, who was gunned down by the president of her own fan club.
Wow.
It's always the one.
Don't get too famous, man.
It's always the ones close to you.
Don't get too famous, man.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on you. God forbid that ever happens to one of us.
Who's the most famous here at the fan that we'd have to worry about their own fan club trying to take them out?
Bobby Belt. I could see Bobby Belt's fan club being a little irrational.
Like, I'm talking about just personal fan club. Nothing to do with the show,
telling you right now, the Bobby Belt fan club would be uber unhinged, and yeah.
Okay.
That's the one fan club. I could see your fan
club. I was going to say Pepe. Because he's got a fan club.
I mean, I could see that, but they seem like lovers more than fighters.
Maybe Medford, they seem a little feisty.
They'd be a little feisty. No pun intended. But no, I would say Bobby 1, you 2, and then, I could see the Jacob Ray fan club being a little helter-skelter as well. Just
someone said Fred deserves the bell. No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
I don't care
no,
what
I
you
do.
Say 214. He doesn't deserve the bell.
I absolutely
so you
do.
And hop off.
Okay, here we go from the 469, both Selena Gomez and I's hometown where we grew up since being born.
And
okay,
I's?
I feel like there's more to that.
What is and I's? Who says that? Selena Gomez, is that the correct way to say
that? That is the correct way to say
but
it.
But it just sounds weird, right? Selena Gomez and I's hometown.
I don't know. I mean, I appreciate proper English from time to time.
You say and I's hometown all the time?
I mean, if it fits.
Blake and I's hometown.
Well, since you and I aren't from the same hometown,
yeah,
I don't know that I would ever say
it. It's an example.
Blake and I's hometown. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Selena Gomez and I's hometown.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, no? Are you making
it really
something?
Doesn't. It really doesn't sound weird.
Someone said Gavin Dawson.
I could say, no, I think Gavin Dawson's fan club would be pretty peace-loving.
Blake, how are you going to say you've never heard of Selena Gomez is from here? Are we talking about Gomez?
Yeah.
That's all I've heard since 2008, because I'm not in the Selena Gomez bubble. I don't listen to her music nor watch her movies, so I don't know. I don't see posts
Has
about...
Has she done movies?
I think she was in Camp Rock. That was like the one thing I know.
Don't give me the line.
Her thing right now is Only Murders in the Building. That's her show at the moment.
There you go. See, look at Khaki Kev.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about when it comes to sleep.
That's her show.
Yeah, but that didn't even somewhat
Like I said, all I'm saying is you asked which Selena, and I said, you know, the original Selena, I want to say, is from like...
Have you seen Selena Gomez recently?
Lake Jackson area down there, because she's from the same area as my first baby mama.
Have you seen Selena Gomez recently?
I in the same vein as you, I'm
Type it in. I want to say she has something that happened that she had to get like surgery and takes a bunch of medicine for it, but she was completely different from what everybody remembered her looking like. Like when she was in Camp Rock and back in the day when she was like a pop star, looks like your typical pop star, if you will. And now I think she's had a lot of.
Oh, she was in Spring Breakers.
Oh, now you remember. You're like, I've seen Spring Breakers.
Have you seen Spring Breakers?
Yes, bro. Your little horny self talking about, oh, now I remember her.
Being horny has nothing to do with it. That's a cult classic. And by the way, John McClane, former longtime...
Camp Rock was Demi Lovato. Never mind. Yeah. Take back everything I said.
Yeah, this guy. This guy.
Demi Lovato, that's a looker, though.
No, she's the one that went through all kinds of... Hell, she was saying she was a dude for a while.
Went crazy.
Like, yeah, no, Demi...
For real?
No, I think she's back.
Okay, so what has Selena Gomez been in that I know, then? Wizards of Waverly Place. Yes? That's her?
I don't look at me.
There we go.
That's more Kevin.
That was her thing. They got her on
there
the scene.
There we go.
For sure.
Yeah. Spring, dude.
Also in Barney.
Okay.
Ring the bell for that.
In Barney?
She was one of the kids in Barney from like forever ago.
I don't know if I
What do you mean, what was she in Barney?
She was Barney.
She was the dinosaur. That's how she got her big break.
That's how I was going to figure
out. Who's doing that moving in that suit? My God.
Okay.
Wait till they take that head off.
Dude, she was like six, bro. I don't think you can say that.
I mean,
was moving in that suit. Take the head off. She was like six. Well, if anybody wants to apply to be part of Fan After
Barney.
Dark.
There was a little Barney, too. Didn't Barney have like a little helper or a little sidekick?
I was not a Barney kid.
See, I wasn't either. I'm going to look up Barney Jr.
972 Lucius Fan Club runs deep.
Ooh. Nah, but I couldn't imagine Lucius Fan Club killing him.
Okay, well.
You literally asked who could kill him. Yes, that's what you did.
I said take him out.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, what's tomato, tomato, all right? No, it's not.
You can take people out without killing them. You can take them out.
By the way, this is what you were talking about, Blake, the 682. Gomez had lupus.
Yes.
That's what she was talking about.
Yeah, she just looks vastly different from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay. Learned something new today about Demi Lillard.
I want to say there was an NBA player that went on Wizards of Waverly Place. Was it Damian Lillard? Wizards?
877-881-1053. If you're a Wizards of Waverly Place fan, let us know. And I'll tell you what, which Selena do you prefer? Selena Gomez or Selena the slain Tejano singer? If you know, you know. I'm going to give a vote for Selena the slain Tejano singer. We've got a loaded show for you guys tonight. You'd expect nothing different from the Fan After Dark. Let's lay this thing out, shall we? It's a Thursday night, so you know what that means. Time for a little extra credit. That's going to go down at 9:40. I believe our boy Trevor the Creator will be in the mix for that as well. And, of course, Kevin, who's on a you've won. You won a couple weeks ago, did you not? Kind of come from behind victory, but we need to get him back on the winning side tonight. We will get in some NBA talk as well. Carter Freeman is going to join us at 9 o'clock. I may turn the lights completely down for that just to spite him, but no, we loved Carter. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock talking all things college football and the latest and greatest and all the coaching goings-ons here in the world of college football. Are we in a world where, and just real quick, your thoughts, would that be detrimental to college football if Lane Kiffin left Mississippi before they got to the playoffs?
He's not going to. All this chatter.
So you think he's going to stay at Ole Miss?
Yes, man. And Sark's going to stay at Texas. I'm tired of all this chatter. I'm tired of it. Neither of those guys are leaving. Both of those guys. What's today's date?
Today's the
20th of 2025. In 2026, around this exact same time, both of them will still be coaching. The exact same schools are coaching. There's all this hoopla. We love making stories. I'm not saying you, Fred, but we love making stories.
Well, I like the chatter.
When we're bored, and this player, I heard a rumor of this coach wanting to like this, and he's friends with this guy who's in the NFL. Both of those gentlemen will be coaching Ole Miss and Texas at this exact same time next year. Now, could their CV be hot? Could they be losing? And then, of course, but I'm just saying all this stuff just... It irks
you,
me,
how this guy. What do you mean it irks you?
Because all this stuff comes out of nowhere, man. How many times do we hear these reports?
No, there's smoke to it. I mean, Diana Russini talked about
Sark. She literally said right after, I had no sources. That's just what she did not say. I talked to someone in the locker room that said that.
Well, of course she's not going to say that. But I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of smoke since she said that.
I don't buy it.
I mean, look, I'm not saying you have to, but at the very least, for the sake of our job, it's good to have that out there.
And I know that, but unfortunately, I don't like buying into it.
I mean,
it.
I know from your, I mean, look, you being a UT fan, the last thing you want is, I mean, look, here's the thing.
I'm not an Ole Miss fan, and I think Lane's going to stay.
I think Lane's bouncing. I really do.
We literally say this every summer.
But it's Lane Kiffin.
But we've said this the last 4 years. He's going to leave. He's going to leave. There's a big gap. He's going to leave.
But what, LSU hadn't been open. Florida hasn't been open.
I know.
I mean, I don't.
There's something about staying in a place and not chasing the bag 24/7.
Listen to this.
Make the bag come to you. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it.
Look, they're gonna get. Hey, look, he's gonna get the bag regardless. Whether he stays at Ole Miss or goes to Florida or LSU, he's gonna get the bag.
I mean, I know everyone was wondering. The Barney Jr. character.
Yeah.
Name was BJ.
Wow.
Was a yellow.
I don't know that these kids shows really thought some of these things through back in the day.
So the character's name was BJ.
Yeah.
He was a yellow Protoceratops. Character from the children's show Barney and Friends, who is Baby Bop's older brother, and he's 7 years old, wears a red baseball cap and sneakers.
There you go.
Known for his bright and green, yellow, purple shorts.
There you go. And, of course, we all remember the iconic Saturday Night Live skit where Charles Barkley beat up Barney the Dinosaur.
More of a BJ guy.
On that note, let's go ahead and move along with the rest of the program. We're going to get into some Cowboys, obviously. A little fair or foul. We may start that off now.
Apparently, it was Dwayne Wade as well, not Damian Lillard. That was on Wizards.
Who was on Wizards of Waverly Place?
Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
I still don't know if I believe that. Someone just texted it in.
Dwayne Wade. Look, there's things about Dwayne Wade. Look, I'll say this real quick about Dwayne Wade. There was a story, and you want to talk about a story that fell off the face of the earth as quick as it came out. There was a story where he was being sued by a couple business partners back when his early days in Miami, where he had a adjacent apartment that was like on the top of a club that was right by the arena, and they were having, quote, weed-fueled orgies at this apartment. And apparently, got him a couple titles, so I mean, obviously, didn't slow him down.
We need to stop drug use.
Yeah, stop glamorizing it.
We're going to stop glamorizing it. We're going to be the start of it. Drug use in America.
Well,
Fred and Blake are the new ambassadors.
Look, here's the thing, though: they don't even test for weed anymore in the NBA.
And they should. We're starting it right here. We're the ambassadors.
I didn't know I had Blake Billy Graham sitting next to me. That's okay. All right, we got a lot to get to. Let's drop. Coming up next, though, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. Who are some guys we've got our eyes on? George Pickens was asked today, does he see himself being here next year, and what would that contract look like, and would he sign a franchise tag? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. He's Blake. I'm Fred. That's Khaki Kev. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Appreciate that, Khaki Kevin. By the way, somebody asked, who's on the 1, 2s, and 3s tonight? It's Khaki Kevin.
Khaki Kevin, we're going to be talking about your Dallas Cowboys here, getting into some audio brought to you by Window Nation. We're going to hear from some of the Cowboys players of what they thought from that Raiders game and then what they think going into this Eagles game. I do want to address a text message. Blake lying like no other. He looks like he watched Disney as a kid. Now, I watched all shows, but I was more of a Nickelodeon, Nick at Night kind of guy. I'm starting to think, do people think I'm a nerd? I don't know what people's perception of me is. I mean,
that's
half of you guys on
such a loaded question.
Have you guys on Crosstalk say I cross dress and steal my girlfriend's clothes? Mm.
That's really just broadest.
Yeah, I was going to say that was really broadest.
No. It's not just broadest. Everyone jumps on. Nobody defends me. Nobody goes, not a single person one time has defended me.
I mean, I have.
Nope.
I have.
Not when it comes to the clothes. Not when it comes to the clothes.
I like it when you wear retro jerseys.
You promoted the singlet. I think we can get Blake in a singlet from UNT. He would definitely wear that. So I'm sure the fans think I do that.
It didn't help when you said you would wear a dress, Blake.
Okay, because I'm doing it for the bit, all right?
But you also didn't do it.
That's
so.
Fair.
I didn't even do it. I'm doing it for the bit.
You're doing it for the love of the game.
So I don't know if people think I'm a nerd or...
No.
But see, when I first started, we had a good amount of racially fueled comments who said I was... ignorant and shouldn't be on the station.
Well,
and didn't know what I was talking about.
That's
now we've gone to the other side where I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
And just give stats. I'm not like actually complaining, guys. I'm just wondering what y'all's perception.
Interesting
is
text message from the 214. I think you're deep, Blake. So I'll let you go ahead and unpack that.
Look at the last text.
From the 972.
Maybe. Yeah, who knows?
Keep some guessing. Keep some guessing. No question
about
that.
What kind of guy are you, Fred?
What's that?
What kind of guy are you?
I'm a man of the people.
See, I think people know who Fred is so clearly. Like,
I'm
Fred
a man
is,
of the people.
Fred is so himself every show. There's no second guessing who Fred is from day one. Now, whether people liked it or not, that's a different discussion, but Fred has never not been himself.
No.
For better or worse.
No. I mean, and Khaki Kevin can allude to that. I mean, I was a little, you know, very first. I mean, because I think me and Alec did a four-hour show. Khaki Kevin was a producer. You know, had never worked with Alec before. First hour, just kind of feeling things out. And then the last three just went, because I remember there were a couple times I said things, and I just remember seeing Kevin alarmed.
I was petrified.
He was.
Okay.
There was
join us. We all were.
There was so many times. I mean, there were fair fouls he wouldn't get into. He's like, I don't feel comfortable talking about that. So, you know, I mean, look, I let my presence be felt early on.
That's what she said. I am. Maybe I'm just a chameleon.
You are.
I adapt to my environment.
You absolutely. There's no doubt about it. When you're not being an a-hole, you're one of the nicest guys around.
Yeah. I keep the fans guessing. I don't know. Is Blake in a good mood? Is Blake in a bad mood? Is Blake?
Are we getting Blake or Dave today? Which one are we getting?
That's, I think we that's get the Fred real question. Every show.
You know what you're getting with Fred. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He heard me yelling at my daughter.
Yeah, I did.
Before the show started.
I just ignored
today.
It. I didn't say anything.
You're used to it. You didn't think to ask afterwards, like, what's going on? Like, nope. Just Fred yelling at his kid. And, you know, she tried to pull a fast one on me. I have to leave early tomorrow morning, and she pulled this nonsense. First, she was supposed to pick up the dog tonight. Then she sends me this little text message. Because I'll tell you what, kids are the... I'll tell you what, I will say this, though. Working with Blake has made me a better dad.
I'll take that.
Okay? Working with Blake Elliott has made... And I'll say, you know what? I'll say this. Working with Blake, Kevin, Dylon, Jet, who else?
Jacob.
All right? Because you guys are all... I mean, you know, you guys are all my daughter's age, you know, a couple years older than my son. But you guys are all in that same generation, so to speak. And so being around you guys every day and learning how the young brains think...
How different is it? Other than just we had different technology and we just are different. But like actual like philosophical... Mental wise, how different is it from like just how you think in your head, how your friends think, how your family members
as
think?
As far as what
to our generation, I'm not saying simple as oh well, you guys have phones and you guys are 20 years younger.
I tell you what, look, I have learned more about Gen Z in the last year and have a better appreciation for it. Now, do I still think? You know,
we're cooked.
The majority of the generation is a bunch of whiny SOBs. 100%.
I think our generation would agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, half of you guys would cry about it and give 8 million reasons why you guys, you know, have had it so rough. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say. And I will say this.
I think we've had it. I think not to get too philosophical, but I think each generation has had their form of rough. Now, y'all's might have been different from ours. Like, yes, we have more technology and. All this different ways to communicate.
Which hasn't necessarily been a benefit.
Thank you.
You know,
you're
like
seeing
that's
the biggest alone and solidarity.
It's affected your guys' interpersonal skills and really, it's affected everybody's, really, if we're being honest about it.
Yeah.
Again, not to get too deep, and we'll immediately pivot back to Cowboys talk. You guys have been, you guys have had to see so many school shootings and the effects of the things that have gone on in the last 25 years. That my, I mean, I was a senior in high school when Columbine happened.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I was in boot camp with a dude who said he was in Columbine when we found out he wasn't. But anyway.
The freaking Aurora shooting in Colorado. I was scared to go to the movie theater for like 2 years.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, so, you know, like I said, like my son, he was the first one to tell me about the Charlie Kirk situation, however many months ago that was. And so, you know, like I said, you guys just, what you guys are impacted by versus my generation, where it was like, look, this is what's going on, and whatever you see on the news, that's what you got. And boom, we went on. That's what you got. That was the news. We didn't have, there was no way to go on some, you know, because if you did a conspiracy theory back in those days, like, you really had to dig to find who a conspiracy theorist was back in the day. Now, we can open up our Instagram, Twitter, and we can do an entire show on conspiracy theories and have no shortage of information and or people that are, you know, purporting one thing or the other.
Well, here's a conspiracy theory. Let's George Pickens.
Hey, that's a bell ring right there.
Yeah, does he want to stay with the Dallas Cowboys? Wow. Frederick, you had some audio that you wanted to tease?
Wasn't an audio. It was him talking to
in an
reporters
audio form.
In an audio form, but it was just a still shot of him and just words underneath it. So I'm not going to do a.
Was he wearing a shiesty?
He was not wearing a shiesty. He was like I said, just a normal media scrum.
You want to know the first thing I looked at when I got on my phone today? Very first thing. Site.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I want to answer this.
So it was two things. First, the Bible app, of course. Okay. And then number two was the sights and sounds of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And their win over the Raiders. Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah.
Shiesty wearer. And he said he's wearing it the rest of the season. Just when he said shiesty, it popped in my head.
Yeah.
Ezeraku, big talker as well. Didn't really realize. Like, he is chattering the whole time on the sideline. In a good way, not a bad way. I'm
just saying, no. I mean,
he's keeping the team hype. Him and Overshown, the entire game we're talking.
Look, he's getting his... He's getting into a routine. He's getting into a groove, I guess is what I'm really trying to say here. And one of the things was brought up, and I was listening to a little bit of G-Bag today when they talked about how, and I think Quinnen Williams said something about this, that Quinnen Williams did a great job of kind of telling guys what was going on in-game, helping guys make adjustments, telling Ezeraku what to do. And, you know, that's one of those benefits, and that's one of those characteristics that, you know, you don't necessarily hear about per se, as far as like, okay, Quinnen Williams, I mean, it's one thing that Quinnen Williams, we all know what Quinnen Williams can do just by himself as a game wrecker, but the fact that he's over here pointing out, all right, look, you need to be here, or hey, look, this guy's doing this, or tells what, you know, maybe suggests what a tell is or something like that. And so if he's helping other players, you know, reach, you know, be better at their job, that, I mean, that's just one more added benefit that you're getting from a Quinnen Williams. And again, you saw it on this past week. Of course, the million-dollar question is going to be, can those same individual performances, can that same group collective have that same kind of performance and have that same kind of result on Sunday? Now, one thing that I heard from our boy Brooks Cabina, who we were going to have on the show, but then I heard that he was going to be on G-Bag, so didn't want to get a two-for-one today. But great stuff from Brooks Cabina. He does he covers the Philadelphia Eagles for The Athletic. But one thing G-Bag asked him, you know, where do you see an advantage for the Cowboys on Sunday? And I thought his answer was pretty telling. Their interior line is a mess right now. So, you know, on one side, you've got the Dallas Cowboys, who I think this is, what, the third game in a row now where you'll have the exact same offensive line. And, you know, we've talked to Mark Schlereth about this. You talk to anybody.
I think Cooper Beebe is just such a big factor, not from a physical sense, but just his mental process.
He
understands it, and he's able to help Dak out, help the rest of the O-line out. Like, I think Brock Hoffman is more of that angry kind of pass blocker and finish guys.
He's a meathead.
Put him in the dirt and whatnot. But I feel like Cooper Beebe is just processing all the stunts and stuff. Because we saw a couple times the Cowboys O-line, there'd be some stunts thrown at them, and Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker, just not nowhere to be found because they're not picking them up correctly. Cooper Beebe helps facilitate that and brings a little bit more structure to the offensive line. And then, like you said, just overall continuity, having the same five guys for a couple weeks now, it's starting to show its flowers, if you will. Tyler Guyton is not like some huge problem child. Didn't allow pressure last game.
Have we loved him up enough?
I think he's just getting to ground zero. Like, I think he was a little teetering on the bottom, had the injury, had a pretty underwhelming first year, first round pick. Now he's kind of got to average to above average left tackle. Like, I think you still want your first round pick to be, you know, a borderline Pro Bowler at left tackle, and he's not there yet, but he's definitely not a problem. He's not a, you got to move off him.
Saying.
You have to drop a left tackle first round, no matter what. Like, he's not at that situation.
Look, think about it when we talked about Tyler Guyton at the end of last year, there was serious conversation around, is this guy a bust?
Correct.
And are you going to have to? I mean, there were people that thought, do you need to go get
another left tackle
in this year being 2025, yeah, this year's draft?
Correct.
Right? And I, again, to your point, I'm not saying he's, you know, Tyron Smith by any means, but I think you feel pretty good about your left tackle, yeah, moving forward. Like, I think Tyler Guyton, like,
look, I'll be the best left tackle in the world.
Well, I think he's, I mean, you gave up two, what? I mean, hell, he held his own against Nick Bonito, mm-hmm, a couple weeks ago, all right? So
I think I will say both of the tackles are getting good help. I just want to add a little bit of context. It's not like these guys are on an island just lining up Bonito and Crosby and just shutting them down. They're getting chip blocks almost every play or every other play from the tight end. Javonte Williams has been one of the best pass-blocking running backs all year. He's delivering blows. And Dak is as good as anybody at evading pressure in the pocket. So I think all three of those things are factors, but you still have to have decent O-line play for that to even matter.
Absolutely.
I think Guyton and Steele have been average to above average, which is good.
Yeah.
I don't need them to be – you don't need to have five all-pros. Nobody does. You're not going to have five all-pro offensive linemen and would just never allow any pressure. It's going to happen. But the fact that Guyton and Terrence Steele haven't been as poor as they were last year at some points and even at the beginning of the year.
Steele's been kind of up and down, right?
Steele's been
up and down. But, I mean, he bounced back against the Raiders. Again, we can put the, you know, insert asterisk or caveat here. It was the Raiders. We understand that. Obviously, he'll have his work cut out for him on Sunday.
I think you can't double everybody.
No, you can't. You can't chip everybody. Like, at some point, like, you, there's going to be plays, there's going to be series where you just need your guy. Hey, I don't expect you to. I mean, I don't need 10 seconds back there. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, it'd be great, but I need enough time to make plays happen.
I think I saw the numbers. They had 16 passing plays where it was over 2.5 seconds to throw the ball in the
pocket. All day right there.
So, if you're doing that and you only have two pressures the whole game as Terrence Steele, I think that's a win. So I just want to give some love to the O-line. I think a lot of love has been given to Pickens. Do you have that quote that you're talking about from George?
Well, it was essentially just them asking, you know, do you plan on coming back, under what circumstance, and would you sign a franchise tender? And he said, you know, I'll have to see it when we get to that point, and then I'll make my decision. But he definitely, I mean, he made it clear he wants to be back next year with CD Lamb and with Dak Prescott.
And I think that's smart. How many times have we, and then we'll get out of here, I'm sure, how many times have receivers teased, wanted to go get more money elsewhere, go and get it, they're not with the quarterback that they built up their value with,
yeah,
and then they go chasing $5-10 more million and you're not playing at that same level. You can stay with Dallas, continue furthering your brand, your national notoriety, and while still making a pretty penny. It's not like the Cowboys are going to give him $25 million. He's going to make anywhere from $33 to $35 million
he's getting paid.
Before we get out of here, if you haven't already heard today, we know CD and Pickens were benched in the first drive, of the game. All the information wasn't out there. There was a little bit of rumors going out left and right. Well, CeeDee Lamb cleared it up today. He said CeeDee Lamb admitted to being at the Red Rock. Was it Red Rock?
Yeah.
Red Rock Hotel, but denied throwing up in the Las Vegas casino before the Cowboys and Raiders game because, and I quote, CeeDee said, "I know how to hold my liquor." Like I said, Lamb and George Pickens missed curfew after having dinner and a few drinks at the Red Rock Casino and were benched during the team's opening drive. So I guess shout out to the accountability bringing it up. But interesting part to deny. We were out.
That wasn't me throwing up, though. I mean, I've got a reputation to uphold. Yeah, I'm out with the honeys until 7:30, but not puking on myself.
Let's get the story straight.
And you know
if
what?
We're going to have a slander story. Let's make sure it's the
I respect
right
that, all right? I mean, I don't have a problem with my wide receivers being out entirely too late as long as you're not throwing up all over yourself. Jake Ferguson, he joins the G-Bag Nation every Thursday as part of the Dallas Cowboys Players Show. Some interesting comments from him, not just on the defensive additions, but what is the difference between this Eagles team from week one to where they are at now? We'll let Jake Ferguson tell you next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Great read, as always, from the khakiest of the khaki, Kevin Walker. He's got his final Mythical High School football show going down tomorrow. Good luck to all the teams that will be that are still playing in the second round of the Texas High School playoffs. We've got South Lake Carroll still doing the damn thing. We've got DeSoto, Duncanville, Allen. Well, we got Frisco Reedy's doing the damn thing. Just some of the teams off the top of my head. If your school's playing this weekend, let us know. 877-881-1053. We will give you a shout out. And if you want to send some, if you want to send some merch our way, as our friends over at Chisholm Trail did, then feel free. I'm an extra large. I prefer the long sleeve tee. I want to say Blake's a schmedium. And what
large,
size are you?
Large. For me. Yeah.
So schmedium, is that what size you rocking these days there, Blake Elliott?
Double XL.
Mm. So you're looking for more of a nightgown is what you want.
Funny you are, huh?
So how he can cut into a crop top.
You want to say it?
What do you say?
I don't think he heard me.
What do you say? I didn't have my headphones in.
You don't have to use the Odyssey Rewind.
What do you say?
He said you could cut into a crop top.
Mm. No comment.
No comment. Speaking of no comment, though, Jake Ferguson had plenty of comments today on the Players Show with the G-Bag Nation. You can catch that every Thursday here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll just do these in order, Khaki Kev. This is old Jakey Jake talking about the new defensive additions for your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, there was a point in that Raiders game where I think – Q got a sack, and then somebody else got a sack. And a couple of guys on the offense, we all looked at each other, and we were like, hey, this is nice.
Obligatory laugh after that. I appreciate that. Everybody kind of thought for a second, oh, let's go ahead and laugh, because it wasn't as funny as we thought it was, but I appreciate the attempt anyway. This is old Fergie Ferg talking about the difficulty of playing multiple games with fewer time in between.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain to people. Like, we kind of sat there, and even some of the rookies, you know, we were sitting there, and, you know, it's Thursday, and I go, yeah, we got a game on Sunday. And he's like, yeah. And then I go, but we also play a week from today. And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's about to get gritty here. And, I mean, for me, I think it surprised me a little at first, like that first year.
Right.
And then as the years kind of go on, I've learned to like eliminate some of the things in my life that are going to add to the stress. You know what I mean? It's to me, it's all about stressors and cup fillers. Like, I want to be able to, during these 2 weeks where it's, you know, three games and however many days, I want to be able to go home and relax, get in my hot tub, do the recovery I need to do, watch some Game of Thrones and just chill. And so, when you do go home and you might have some stressors, or you might be thinking about other stuff, or you might be, you know, going through it a little bit, it's harder to, you know, lock in, go into work each day. And something that sticks with me is something that Coach Wells always says is protect your energy. You know what I mean? If something that really ticks you off and you get real mad, or, you know, you're driving and somebody cuts you off or something, there's no reason to really get mad, because at the end of the day, you're going to need your energy on game day.
I appreciate that, and I'll tell you what, that's a veteran move right there when he talks about, you know, eliminating stressors and just simplifying things in between time off. I mean, this is what, year four, year five?
And let's go to Khaki Kev. Isn't he dating somebody pretty famous?
Well, they're married now.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Is it
Cavallari twins?
I think it's the Cavender twins, but I don't think
Cavallari.
He's dating both. I think it's Haley is the one he's dating.
Mm, hopefully he said the right name. And
I don't know for sure. You just kind of threw me on the spot.
The other one's dating Carson Beck, right?
Was.
Correct. Ooh, was.
Yeah, I think she.
What happened?
I think she.
He cheated on her.
She shamed him on IG, didn't she? Didn't she like key his Lambo or something?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Or the allegedly show.
This is the Allegedly Show. New segment, Allegedly, where we'll just throw out random things and then just put Allegedly behind it to protect ourselves.
That could get wild.
That could get wild. Yeah, you absolutely could. You absolutely could. We appreciate and trust our integrity here on Fan After Dark. All right.
How do you spell unfortunately? I've been trying to spell it for the last 10 minutes.
I was correct. It is Haley.
Okay. All right. Shout out to whoever just let you know that. All right. Now, this is the answer I'm most excited about. This is old Jakey Jake talking about the difference between the Eagles in week one and today.
Yeah. Well, you said they're chanting that at the Twin Peaks you're at right now?
Yeah, we got them going. I mean, we can try and get it going again if you want.
No, I'll come swing all of them down there.
Let's go.
But, no, I think, you know, week one, it's a little bit of a... I don't want to say like a test, but it's really a time where you can kind of...
Eagles suck. Eagles suck.
Let's go.
Bird soup.
How we roll, baby.
Let's go. Yeah, I think it's just a test. And then now, like I said, November football is when you really figure out what a team is made of and who they're going to be.
Poor Jake. He's like trying to like do the interview.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
there's a chant going on. Do I say something? Do I not?
Nah, you gotta let it breathe. You gotta let it breathe a little bit. And of course, I was listening when somebody had dropped off like a tray of shots to the G-Bag Boys.
That's why we need to do it at the Twin Peaks, man.
So
we went unsponsored.
Well, make sure you turn your location off.
I don't got to worry about it no more.
I don't have to worry about it anymore. Unencumbered is what we'll be when we go to Twin Peaks the next time.
Is it? I don't know if I'm just too honest on the show. I was about to say something.
Go ahead and say it. We got a minute left before we get to break.
I can dump it if you want.
No, it's not dump worthy. It's just embarrassing by me.
Go ahead and say it. We're here.
I'm a big dreamer. Like I dream at night.
Okay.
I have very cognizant dreams that I remember the next day for the most part.
I'm jealous.
I very much enjoy my dream time.
Yeah.
The reason I'm setting this up so much is, you know, when I have a dream, I tend to believe it. I tend to think there's a reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Lord speaking to me, whether it's myself trying to reveal something to myself. And I had a dream, and there was somebody in the dream.
Jake Ferguson?
I wish it was Jake Ferguson.
Okay.
It was.
Wow. Okay.
It was not the most recent.
Yeah.
But the one before ex-girlfriend was prevalent in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You might just be in a drought.
Okay.
I'm just going to chalk it up to that. And didn't you just run across her on IG recently? Like she stumbled across your timeline. That's all it is.
It was weird though. Because I literally have gone months.
Yeah.
Couldn't even remember the girl's name when someone asked me one time. And then in my dream, full day together.
Boom.
I was like, did I?
Yeah.
And then you have the weird when you wake up, did I actually text them? Did I communicate? And then you see that you're still blocked. So.
I mean, that kind of lets you know where that's at. So just go ahead and leave that alone. Any ex-girlfriends you've dreamt about lately?
No.
Okay, just checking in. 877-881-1053. I don't dream, so I...
You don't dream at all?
Rarely.
It's rare for me, too.
Rare.
I can help y'all on the break about how to dream better.
I mean,
I'm all right.
I'm good.
Y'all don't want to dream?
I take no dreams over, like, the possibility of nightmares.
I'm more of a daydreamer.
Oh, we know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Mr. Space Off.
We know. You actually said yesterday that this team, well, and he was talking about the Eagles, but you were talking about how much better this Cowboys team is, 11 weeks later than they were in week one.
No, 214. That's my ex-girlfriend. Cat apartment. Pasta girl. What does pasta girl mean?
That's a great question.
Cat apartment is my most recent girlfriend.
From the 817, my boy Fred dreaming about Yaritza. True. Real quick, what do we got? I got about a minute.
That's all.
Not really.
Friday, I've done more and less. Friday, as I was driving to Kansas, I'm just about to hit the Oklahoma border, and it dawned on me, I think I left my coffee pot on. So who'd I have to call? Yaritza! I said, hey, your boy Fred, apartment, blah, 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 blah. I think I left my coffee pot on.
Such an old head
thing
to do.
Could you? And here's how.
And I also left my refrigerator door open.
Here's how I framed it. Would hate for it to catch fire and burn the apartment down. Boom, they went out and unplugged it. That's 1 hour in the books, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back,
Mavericks, there's been so much news brewing. Are they trying to trade Anthony Davis? Are they not trying to trade Anthony Davis? What would me and Fred do? And one player's out for the season for the Dallas Mavericks, and another player is going to be staying with the Mavericks for a long while. Who is that, and how involved is Mark Cuban in all of this? Next on the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.